6 or 7 years ago, I met a young man. I would guess he would have been about maybe 25 years old at that time. And he told me the story about how he met his wife. He was not Catholic, but he was a very committed Protestant. And when he met his wife, she was Catholic. Well, he really didn't want to be married to a Catholic. And so he decided he would go about the process of trying to show her that the Catholic Church really wasn't the true church. It wasn't the authentic church founded by Christ. And he said, I didn't want to go back just to the Reformation, you know, to the time of Luther and Calvin when that great split took place in the church. He said, I wanted to go back to the very beginning and show her from the beginning how the Catholic Church had got off track. And so he did that. He began going back to the very earliest writers that wrote about their faith in Christ. And he said the more he read, the more he realized that he had to become a Catholic. He said because all the sacramental life of the church that we know now was already there in those very, very early years. And so eventually, he joined the Catholic Church. But it presented him another problem. And the problem was that this Catholic that he wanted to marry was just a nominal Catholic. She really had no commitment to the Catholic Church. And so he had to go about the process of helping her to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think finally that happened. I'll come back to that story later. If you go to the gospel reading today, right at the end of it, it says, Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. It seems to me that that is really the purpose of all the scriptures, especially the New Testament. Whether it's the Gospels or whether it's the letters of Paul or Peter or John or James, the purpose of those writings are to help us to come to the knowledge that Jesus is the one sent by the Father to give us eternal life. The scriptures want us to come to know this person, Jesus Christ. And they want us to come to the profound conviction that if we want to live forever, if we want to share life forever in the presence of God, then we must come to Jesus Christ. We must believe in him. We must commit our lives to him. Now, if we truly believe that, you know, if we truly believe that God sent his Son to be the Savior of all people, then that puts a responsibility upon us. And that is the responsibility of proclaiming Christ to the world as the Savior of all people. You know, if I say I love other people, and then am indifferent to whether they come to a knowledge of Christ, I'm saying I really don't care if they have eternal life or not. That's not really loving them. Authentic love wants everyone to have eternal life. And eternal life, we believe, comes to us through Jesus our Savior. In the first reading, it talks about how with great power the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Isn't that what you and I are called to do? To bear witness to the resurrection of Christ. Well, you might say, well, I never saw Christ walking around. How can I bear witness to that? We bear witness to it by the encounters with Christ that we have had in our lives through the power of His Spirit. We bear witness to the fact that our faith in the risen Christ has given us new life. We bear witness to by the fact that we believe that in the Eucharist we come to receive the very person of Jesus Christ in the sacrament of His body and blood. But we are called to bear witness to the resurrection. And to bear witness that it is this Jesus who is our source of life and is meant to be the source of life for every person in the human race. Now, some may say, and I've heard this said a lot, is, oh, gee, I wouldn't want to impose my beliefs on anybody. Well, to bear witness to Christ is not to impose your beliefs. It is to invite them to come to the fountain of life. They have the freedom to say yes or no. They can choose Christ or they can reject Christ. But if Christ has not been proclaimed to them, how can they make that choice? That is our responsibility. To be witnesses to Christ Jesus. To make Christ known to others. Mostly it'll be by the way we live. By our honesty, our generosity, our compassion, our gentleness. Christ will be manifest through us in those ways. But that is the task to which we are called. Now, to go back to my original story. This young man took his task quite seriously. First of all, before he was Catholic, he wanted his wife to know the truth. And then as he began studying, he wanted her to come to the fullness of life within the Catholic Church. He wanted her to know Christ Jesus. That's what we are called to do. To bring others to a knowledge of Christ Jesus. So that through Christ Jesus, they may have life. And they may have life to the fullness.